two pretty quality games. A lot of youth on the field today on both sides there, and that was a fun game to watch here today. Fun doubleheader, and you guys were able to pull out a couple of victories here.
Yeah, it was definitely it was a tough game. It wasn't an easy game. Those are two really good wins for us. You know, Holcomb, they have a pretty good squad this year. They have two very young pitcher and catchers, and they hit the ball really well. And you know, we hit the ball really, really well today, and we didn't throw the ball around. And you know, we just had each other's back today. And Cheyenne pitched really well. I think she had 16 strikeouts.
Yeah, 8 in each game. Yeah. Consistency.
So, you know, that's pretty darn good. Like, that's two full games that she pitched today, and she did it confidently. So.
Yeah, you know, I talked a lot about both sides. I mean, there's only one senior combined on both sides, and that was Holcomb, had a senior on their team there. But a lot of youth here and a lot of unknowns from a couple years ago, still even in games 3 and 4. And it was fun to watch a lot of these underclassmen on both sides really deliver some big plays.
You know, this these two squads are going to be pretty fun to watch the next 4 years. You know, the coach and I were talking, you know, the Holcomb coach and I were talking about before the game. We said, we just don't really know who has what this year, you know, since we didn't get to play last year. And, you know, I think I like this because you don't really have expectations coming in like, oh, we're going to come here and, you know, kill them or this and that. So it's just kind of nice. I feel like it's almost like kind of like summer ball a little bit. You're like, you don't really know what they got. And, you know, the girls just, they have a really high softball knowledge, and it's, you know, it's really coming through.
Boy, yeah, Michaela Miller came up big at the plate there. I think she had 3 hits and 3 RBI in that first game. And you guys were down 3-1 for a while, tied it up in that, I believe it was the fourth inning, and then took the lead with 4 runs in that fifth inning in that first game. And second game, I guess you have to be a catcher to hit 2-run home runs in the second game because Holcomb's catcher Rodriguez hits the 2-run home run on the top of the first. And I think Tori didn't want to be outdone there. She had to tie it up with that 2-run home run in the bottom of the first here in the second.
Yeah. You know, that catcher, she's going to be really good. Actually, I guess her and Cheyenne played together in the summertime. So I guess Cheyenne just had to pitch, you know, to her catcher in the summertime and give her something.
It was, you know, and it looked like maybe you guys are going to open things up. Maybe Holcomb was going to take the lead. It was really saw both defenses come up with some big plays down, especially in the second game.
Yeah, our girls really showed some grit today, and they didn't give up. You know, they ran the bases really well, and, you know, we had a couple of, like, Holcomb hit the ball pretty hard, and we kind of had a couple of bobbles, but, you know, we didn't allow that to get in our head, and we were able to finish really well.
Well, you're now 4-0 on the year and 4-0 in league play. Great start to the season, a good early season challenge here, but you'll be busy here. You get time off tomorrow, but then you go to Elkhart and get to see multiple states there at the corner of the state there on Thursday, and then come back home against Lake and on Friday. So I think this is a good week for you guys to get a lot of softball in and get some experience.
Yes, the girls are ready to just play games instead of practice all the time. So the girls are excited for Thursday and Friday.
All right, Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Lady Beavers, 10-3 and 4-3 wins here today. Coach, thanks again for joining us here, and we'll talk to you coming up here probably tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.